try to finish up the sugya of Kasu Shalom Lishma, Kasu Shalom Shalom Midaita. And what I wanted you to see this morning is how do we paskin? And this is a very good exercise, which you did this morning, in seeing how Rishonim come up the halacha lamaisa, seeing how Rishonim decipher and how to strive to get the halacha lamaisa. Sugya Shweitz Alibi de Hilchsa. This is a beautiful exercise this morning, which I wanted you to see, to work through how the Rishonim come to the decision of how we paskin. This also will be a Bezer Hashem, some historical notes that we should know the Halakha Amoraim, Halakha Lamais as well. So let's begin. We know there was a Machlokes in the Amoraim, in our Sugya, B'dafeim, B'tav Testament days. Let's see if I can remember the Shemus, the Amoraim. I think I got it this time. Rava Ravina Semi Kudeshes. So I'll keep in mind that Ravina was the one who said Mikudesh, Rava Ravina, and Rav Shravi and Rav Papa said Ani Mikudesh. Okay. So, if you want to see a sugya, and you want to see a sugya shmaitz alib hilchasu, you look at a Gemara. The first Rishon that really spoke from a halachic perspective was who? The great Gon Rav Alfasi. In Fez Morocco, the Rif. So you want to look in the Rishon, you want to look and make an exploration in the Rishonim, which you really should do at every sugya, how we paskin. You first turn to the Rif. And here I had you turn to the Rif. So let's start. The Rif here, Lamaisa on Hamid Beis, quotes the sugya. Let's see it. Let's see it inside. Okay? Let's see the Rif Hamid Beis inside. Itmar. Kasvu shalom lishma. Kasvu Itmar, kasvu lishma shalom yadaita. Rav Ravina Amrei Mikudeshes. Rav Papa Rav Shravya Amrei Mikudeshes. Straight up. The Hilchasa, he doesn't bat an eyelash. The Hilchasa Rav Papa Rav Shravya, which means that it's not a Kedushin. So the Rif, let's get down in our notes, doesn't bat an eyelash, and he says Beferish that it's like Rav Papa Rav Shravya. Okay? In the new ones, where is it, what daf?
It's
Hamid Beis.
It's Page Yud Gimel.
Page Yud Gimel. Okay. So he passes like Rav Papa Rav Shravi and Mekudeshes. But he's Masber to you not. Why? Let's see. Mishum the Mosfinan Alayu de Rava Ravina. Because we asked Akasha on Rava Ravina, who were the ones that said it was a good Kedushin. Mehadis Nan, Ein Koshin Shtar Erison, Elamidash Shneim. That was a Mishnah Baba Basar, we said. Kuf Samach Zayin and Beis. Remember we said? Koshin Shtar Luov Afavishin. Mavimon, that's the Mishnah Baba Basar, Baruch Hashem, we found it. Kuf Samach Zayin and Beis. Vavagav de Muk Melah Vishtar Psikta. Even though the Maskanas of Gemara, Yosef, it established the talking about Shtar Psikta, where usually we don't read the parentheses, but here, Lamais, you could, or Kerev Gidol, Amarav, Damarav Gidol, Marav. Kama tanos in lebitcha, kach lekach. Kama tanos in lebitcha, kach lekach. And then we say, "Hein amdu v'kitchu, hein ein dvarim nikin ma'amiru." Hahu shnu yahu v'lo samchin lola. That's a teretz that we don't rely on. Okay, so he says right away that we asked Akasha on the mandamar. Who was it? We asked Akasha on the mandamar. Rav Ravinu semikudashas, and we gave a teretz, but he says that teretz is not a good teretz. Don't rely on that teretz. The Rav Ashi who the Basra. Rav Ashi is a Basra. What is Basra? A late Amora, the latest Amora, to tell you the truth. As the Gemara says in Bab Metzia Peim and Afrim, Rav Ashi so far raw. Right? Rav Ashi the who Basra. Hachi Ukma of Perakanosis, Isha Bishtari Eris and Mamish. Kerav Papa Rav Shravya, Lamema de Uchs Kavasai. Wow. So Ben and Pinchas were mechavin. If you look up the sugya in Ksubas Pebeim and Beis, Kuf Beis and Beis, in our Gemara, what was the Havamina? That it was talking about Shtari what? Kedushin. Yes? Then the Gemara said, lower, talking about Shtari Psikta. In the Gemara Ksubas, the Gemara presents the Havamina was talking about Shtari Psikta, and the Gemara's conclusion is what? Shtari Kedushin. So it's Mamish Pum Fakert. You follow what I'm saying? The Seder's Mamish Pum Fakert. So the Rush says the Rif says the following Cheshbon. He says, we paskin, ain't a mikudeshes, we paskin like Rav Papa Rav Shravi, and I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara pounces on who? On the sheet that says mikudeshes, Rav Ravina, because it asks Akasha. Even though it asked Akasha from Shtari Kedushin, and the Gemara's Maskana was talking about Shtari Psukta, but the Mahalach of the Gemara was asking Akasha in that Mandamar, you get the impression that what? The Gemara didn't like that sheet. By the fact that Gemara asked the kasha, it shows the Gemara didn't like that shita, and therefore the Gemara says, and therefore the Rav says we don't pass him. Like, I, but the Gemara gave an answer. He says that answer we don't hold of. Why don't we hold of that answer? Because Rav Ashi, who was asked kashas on from Ravina in the sugyan ksubas on kuf beis and beis, yes, in the sugyan ksubas kuf beis and beis, saves himself by saying what? The Havamina of the Gemara was not talking about Sharp Sikta, and the Maskona of the Gemara, which he saves himself, Rav Ashi, is talking about Shtari Kedushin, and therefore Shtari Kedushin, you need Das. And that goes in line with who? With the Mandama of Pup of Rav Shravya. So therefore he says, you know what? You think you gave a Teretz in our Gemara. The Teretz in our Gemara was what? Didn't stick. Because the Teretz in our Gemara we don't hold of. And how do I know we don't hold of it? Because Rav Ashi didn't hold of it. Because Rav Ashi didn't hold of it. So the Rif, Lamaisa, puts together a beautiful cheshbon, okay? And therefore he says that what that's the reason why we paskin ain't a what? Ain't a mikudeshes. Okay? You got the cheshbon? Clear to everybody? Now, let's take this a step further. The Ramban, in the Melchamis right there, and in the Chedushin Ramasko Kosvu, points out that I want to just embellish the Gemara. In Ksubis. What was the case in the Gemara in Ksubis? The case in the Gemara in Ksubis is as follows. What's the case? The case is, Svi, if you don't mind, can I? Thanks a lot. It's a little bit chewy. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, if you could close that one with the cup. Yeah, watch your finger, please. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's good. Well, then if it gets chewy, I'll close the other one. Thank you very much. Say, I probably should say a Shechianu. No? You ever remember that ever happening?
No.
I don't remember. Okay. But thank you, though. But so the Ramban adds on to Gemara Ksubis, and he says like this. The Ramban says, listen to this. The Ramban says, I want to tell you something. Ravina asked Rav Ashi the following shaila in Ksubis. Please get it down. Shtari Psikta, when they do a verbal agreement, are you allowed to Allah Lamaisa? Not are you allowed to, but please get it. When you write the Shtar down, what's the famous klal in the Mishnah Baba Basra? Kufay and Gimel and Aleph. If you have a milvah alpeh, you can only go over from what? If you have a milvah alpeh, you can only go over from b'nei what? B'nei chorin. Please get it down. Oral loan, you can only collect from b'nei chorin. What's b'nei chorin? Freed up property. So if I lend Yosef $100,000, and I come a month later with Stam Havah Shlo Shimon, Gormakas Bezim Bez, and I say, listen, I think it's Bezim Bez or Gimel Bez, I forgot. It's either one of the two, okay? Laps. I should give myself laps, okay, if I get it wrong. But what does it say? You know a lab, you know, running around. Okay, so it says, Lamaisa, if you have a milvah pef, you know, or a loan, and Yosef doesn't have the money, I can collect up from his freed up property that he has. What happens if it's a written loan, and he doesn't have the money? And let's say after the loan in that month, he sold you a parking lot in Manhattan. It's worth $100,000. I can collect it from you. Nechas mishubadim. That's the klal. You guys got to know that klal. Milvah pef, govim, nechorin. Milvah bishtar, govim, nechas mishubadim. You got to know that. Kufay and Gimel. Baba Basra, okay?
Sure.
Mishnah, it's enough in the Mishnah, okay? It's enough in the Mishnah. You know, as long as we mention that, let's point it out the following. How do you arrive at that cloud? How do you arrive at that cloud? You know what the concepts of Shibudim are? What are Shibudim? Mortgages. Are Shibudim D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? If they're D'Oraisa, it's a powerful concept. Then when I lend you money, it's so powerful that what? That even a Milvah Alpeh should be able to collect from who? From the Chasim Shibudim. Why did they stop it? Because of Pseidel Kukos. Because in oral loan, there's no coal that went out. How's Svi supposed to know there's a lien on it? You got me?
Yeah.
So if you hold Shibudu to your Raisa, the cloud should be, it should be able to collect from the Chasim Shibudim even from everything, even in oral loan. They limited it. Go the other way. What happens if you hold Shibudim on the Rabbana, which means it's a weak concept. So what do you mean? If it's a weak concept, then even a Milva Bishtar should only collect from what? Nechasim B'nei Chorin. Why did they widen it? Kadesh Lol Tenel? Tenel Delis? If they love it. That's all Kufay and Gimel and Beis in the Gemara. You got to understand the Psak, and you got to know how to arrive at that Psak, whether you're Shibudi Dois or Shibudi Rabbanan. Ben, you got it? Okay, very important clout. Okay? Now let's get this. So the way the Rif learns the Gemara is like this. The way the Rif learns the Gemara is as follows. The Rif learns that Ravina asked the Shaila, the Rav Ashi, Shtare Psikta, the verbal agreement between the parties, between the fathers, or the chasan and kala, if you write that down, what's the din? Does that transform it into a milva bishtar or not? That's how the Rif learns the shayla. Please get it down. The Rabban is masber. Ravina asked Ravashi. He said, Rebbe, and we'll get to why. If he was a Talmud, he definitely was a Talmud. We'll get to that position later. But he asked Ravashi. He said, if you take this verbal agreement, you write it down. Does it transform into a milva b'shtar, and you can collect from Shubadim, or do you say no? That the only time you can collect is a milva b'nei. You can only collect from b'nei chor, even if you write it down. Halacha l'maisa. That was a shaila. Okay, that was a shaila. Because you remember the Sfora we mentioned yesterday. It's not really in his interest to really what? It's not really in his interest to what? You understand why, maybe, halacha l'maisa, you might not have the ability to collect from the chasim shubanim. That's the shaila. If you write it down, does it transform it or not, halacha l'maisa? That's the shaila, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Because the Rabbanan only wanted you to collect from b'nei chorin, and not from shubanim. But if you write it down, does that give you ability to collect from Shubadim or not? That's the Shaila Halacha L'maisa. Okay? You got it? That's the way the Rif learns the Gemara. So what did Ravashi answer Ravina? We're going through the Gemara. Outside in Ksubas, according to the Ramban and the Rif. What it was the answer Ravashi said? What did he say, Yosef? Even if you write it down, you cannot collect from what? From a Shubadim. Even if you write it down, you cannot collect from a Shubadim. Now, Tashma, in most places in Shas, is a Kasha or a Raya?
Kasha.
Usually it's a Kasha, but not all the time. Here it was a Kasha. What was the Kasha? You tell me. What are Ravashi Paskin?
Well,
no, in Ksubis. What did he Paskin? Even when you write it down, you can't collect from the Chosh Meshubanim. And what does it say? It says, if you write what? What did the Gemara say in Ksubis? Ain't Kosim Adas Mishayim. Right? Hami Daito, but if what? If you have their das, what's the din? Kosvin, yes? Tashmain kosher starts from the sunam dashnim. Hami dashnim kosvin. My lav starts sukta. So it sees that what? If you get their what? If you get their permission and you write it down, it transforms it into a what? Should transform it. Kasha and Ravashi.
It's a seer or kasha?
It's a kasha. It's a kasha. The Tashmain's a kasha. So what's Gemara's answer? What's Gemara's answer?
That was talking about
Starry Aresin. Gemara's talking about correct. And like who? And like Rav Papa Ravina, that you need her das. If you don't have her das, it's bad. So it comes out that Ravashi holds that Shtar Psikta are not able to be written, meaning that if you write them down, you still only collect from what? Mechasim B'nei Chorin. Bechreach, he must hold like who? Who does Ravashi hold like? Rav Papa Rav Shravia, therefore what? A Shtar Kedushin. That's Kosh Lishma V'Shalomi Daita is what? Is Lohavi Kedushin. Lock, stock, and barrel. That's the Rabban according to the Rif. Another nafkamina the Rashba points out, are you believed to say parati? You know what parati is?
I pay back.
Is parati believed in the milva alpeh or not? Let's say I lent Yosef $100,000 alpeh. He says I paid it. You're believed. What happens? I have a star though. Why is parati not believed against a star? Because the famous klal babasha dafain, star chabiyadi, my boy. If I have the star, the malva has the star, that shows you didn't pay me. Because if you paid me back, you would have demanded the what? The star back. You don't want me to collect another time. That's a famous line about Abbasa Dafayin. You got it? So when you write this star psikta down, does it have the status of a real star that would disallow parati? That's part of the shaila that Ravina was asking Ravashi. So what's his answer? His answer is you write it down, you still can't collect Meshubadim, and you would believe to say parati. Because it's not considered to be a real star. That's the psak of Ravashi. So Ravashi, so the Rush says, you know what? Our Gemara asked on the Mandam Ritzen Mekudeshes. The Gemara gave the answer. Forget about that answer. Because we have a Ravashi, a collector's item, the latest Amora, Kuf Beis and Beis Tzubas, that took sides in our Machlokas. And he holds like he holds a Lach L'Maisa Rav Papa Rav Shravia. Yes.
He holds a Rav Papa
Rav Shravia? Yes. You tell me why. Because what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara, Ravina asked Ravashi a Shaila, right, Ben?
Yes. Yeah.
What are Ravashi Paskin? Even if you write it down, you cannot what collect Meshubadim. But the Gemara has Akasha Tashma from our case, and the Havimu is Shtar Psikta, then if you have the Dasa both, it says you can write it. Mashmurza has the status of a star. You should be able to collect Meshubadim. Kasha and Ravashi, lo, Shtar Mat Shtar Kedushin. So he saves himself, and what does it mean, Shtar Kedushin? That you need Das, Midashneim. So it means Ravashi has to hold like Rav Papa Rav Shravia. You got me?
Yeah. But according to the Rif, we said he holds like, I'm saying both the Ramban and the Balamor, they both
No, not Balamor. Ramban is Masber the Rif. This is how the Rif comes to his Psak Halacha. You follow what I'm saying? This is how the Rif comes to his Psak Halacha. Remember he said that what? Do not rely on our Teretz of our Gemara. The reason why I don't rely on our Teretz of Gemara, because Rav Ashi holds the favorites like who? Rav Ashi holds like Rav Papa Rav Shravi, and he himself was Mukim the Gemara, about Shar Kedushin. So he says, don't worry about our Techiyah. Our Techiyah and our Gemara is bogus. You got it? What's not clear? Y'all want to get
anybody,
this on?
Does anybody say that we're passing like Rav?
We'll get to it. We're doing the Rif now. This is the Ramban being Mazma with the Rif. This is the Ramban of Chamas Hashem in the Rif. Okay? Both in the Ramban, Chamas Hashem and in the Rif. I told, why do you call him Chamas Hashem? Because he thought it was a chutzpah that the Balamor, 18 years old, Morak Kutin, certain sense Morak Kutin, that's when he's 18. Morak Kutin is when he's older. That the 18-year-old guy is argues on the Rif, the God outdoor, so he wrote Mechanto Shel Torah. It's very sharp sometimes, Lashonis. Of course he loved the Balamor, but in Torah. You got this, Chlor? Okay? That's the first mile. Yes, Pinchas.
Can you just repeat the whole Mahalath with Parati?
Yeah, just Lamaisa, a Milva Bishtar collects from what? Svi, let's get this. Milva Alpez, Mamene Chor. Milva Bishtar is Benachas Mishubad. What's another nafkamina between the two? Parati's believed about against the Milva Alpez. We paskin Hamal Vabaydim and Lotzar Klafar Obeydim. Ain Sar Klafar Obeydim. That's the way we paskin. If I lend Be'edim, I don't have to pay back with Edim. You say Parati, you're believed. But a Milva Bishtar, Parati's not believed. Because of the phrase of Shtar Chib Yadi, my boy. That's a Baba Basra, Ayin Amar Aleph. So that's exactly what Rav Ashi's saying back to Ravina. Even if you write down this Shtar Ipsikta, it's not a binding Shtar that normally allows you to collect from Chashmish 1, number 1. And number 2, Parati would still be believed against it because it's not a token of a real Shtar. That's what Rashba points out within this scheme of the Rif and the Ramban. Okay? Ben, you got a Chlor? Okay. Yes, Yosef, you got a Chlor? Fine. Next, within this Mahalach, I had you look at the Rush. What does the Rush say? What does the Rush say, guys? He actually quotes, you asked me there, if you went through the piece, I want you to go through the piece of Siman Tet Zion, what does he say? He himself says an amazing thing, which we're going to get to. He himself quotes two shitas. He himself paskins Einim Mekudeshes in Siman Tet Zion. He quotes a Rabbeinu Chananel. He says Einim Mekudeshes, but he does quote a Yesh Misha Omer, Ben, that says the Halacha is like Rav and Ravina. He doesn't agree with that. But he does quote a shita. He quotes him Yesh Misha Omer. But he himself quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel's of the opinion that we paskin like Rav Papa Rav Shravi as well, that it's not a good Kedusha. Why? Why? Please get this, okay? Because he says, Rav Nachman earlier on Tesamar Aleph, you remember he said, Nechta Midas Habas Im Bagra. Do you remember that? Do you remember on Tesamar Aleph in the bottom? We pointed out that you can what? Two dot lines on the bottom, Fusha Bagra, but you need her Das? Yes? Do you guys remember that? Pinchas, on Tesamar Aleph, two lines on the bottom, right? Before the two dots, it said, Midai to Ushabagra. So you see from there, Rav Nachman is being quoted by who?
Rava.
Rava quotes Rav Nachman. So what do you see Rav Nachman says? You need her Das. So obviously you need her Das. So that's why he says, that's what he quotes Rav Nachmanel as a Raya that we paskal the Republic of Shravya. Then the Rush is intellectually honest. He says, forget about that Raya. I can be doke of that Raya because who's quoting him? Rava b'shem Rav Nachman. And what does Rava say by us?
You don't need Das.
Rava says, you don't need Das. Excellent. So it must be Bechreach. Then on Tesamanaf, what are we talking about? Kabbalah's a star. We're not talking about the writing of the star. The Kabbalah's a star, you need Midaita. But the writing of the star, you don't need Midas Aisha. So Tesamanaf sheds no light on Tesamanaf's base. Tesamanaf was on the Kabbalah. And the Raya is that Rava quotes Rav Nachman, you need her Das. Das is on the Kabbalah of it. But Svi, but Tesamid Beis is talking about what? What is Tesamid Beis talking about? The writing of it. Tesamid is talking about when she got it. The Kabbalah of it. So it comes out, Lamaisa sheds no light. So that's one Dechiyah that he says. Number two, he says, please get this down. Bless you, Ben. Number two, what does the Rush say? What does the Rush say? The Rush is Dochet. what the Rif said, that we paskin like Rav Papa Rav Shravya. What did the Rif say? We shouldn't rely on the Teretz of our Gemara, the Dechi of our Gemara, remember? Because of Rav Ashi. Yes? So what is he? Why doesn't he like that, the Rush? The Rush doesn't like that line of the Rif. Why? Because in Ksubis it's Fakir. In Ksubis the Havamina was what? Shtar Epsikta. And the Dechiah was what? What was the Dechiah? Shtar Kedushin. But the Pashup shot was? What was the first stage, Adam? First stage is Shtar Epsikta. So Adarab Epsikta is talking about a Shtar Epsikta. Not a Shtar Kedushin. So therefore don't bring me any Raya's at all. You can't bring me any Raya that what? Oh, that we shouldn't trust the what? We shouldn't trust the... We don't shouldn't be Somach on the Dechiahs. What do you mean? The Gemara Ksubis thought that was the Pashup shot. There's a Gemara as simple. There's another Gemara in Shas that says as simple it is talking about Psikta. Halach Lamaisa. So you have no right to be passing Rav Papa Rav Shravya. So that's how the Rosh Lamaisa says what he says. Halach Lamaisa. Okay, we got it? All right? This is what he says, Halach Lamaisa.
The last Nakuda bit, is that basically that it just goes the other way?
Yes. So, yes. Yeah, because you always look. This is not really like a Havaminimus. It's a my lav and a low. It's like a Rai and a Dchia. But the Mahalach of the Gemara Ksubis was that it was a Shtar Psikta, yes? So it sheds no light at all on whether a Kasim Lishrush was not. It's not the Mashtar Kedushin. So he's very upset with the Rush, is not happy with the what? The Rai is of the Rif. But I want you to get down that we have the Rif in the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Paskin and the Mekudesh.
What's the issue with the verse?
Because the Gemara, what did the Rif say by us? He said he didn't like the, don't rely on the Tchias. Go on the Mahalach of the Pashup Shad of the Gemara that thought it was talking about what? Shtar Kedushin. Yes? No, no. Our Gemara said that the Pashup Shad of the Gemara thought Shtar Kedushin. The Gemara shlugged that up. The Rif says, no, ignore the shlug up.
Yeah.
What do you mean ignore the shlug up? There's another Gemara in Ksubis, another Gemara in Shas that says the Pashas was talking about Psikta. So it's like equal. So you can't bring me Rias.
Yeah, but he also is saying that we rely on Rashi. That's part of his...
That's part of his mahalach, you're saying. Okay, but
not only that, I don't think he was even
right. But
the fact that we don't listen.
You're right, but the rush was focusing on the fact that what don't some canal is. That's what.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, I understand.
I hear what you're saying. You're making a defense for the riff. It's a good horror. It's a good horror. You're making a good defense for the riff. But the bottom line is halach lomaisa that he's not. He's just looking at the sugya on its own. You follow what I'm saying? He's not looking at that notion. Okay? It's a good point you bring it up. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Okay, we got this? You got this so far? Okay, now...
Rabbeinu Hanan agrees with the Rush?
What'd you say?
Hanan agrees with the Rush? With the
no, Rabbeinu Hanan agrees with the Rif.
With the Rif.
The Rush just says you have no... He doesn't like the Raya. He doesn't like the Raya. He doesn't like the Raya, Halacha l'maisa of Rabbeinu Hanan. He doesn't like the Raya, the Rif.
The Rush.
He seems to say like that. You look at the end of the day... He does seem to say like that. But this is what that's what I want to get to now with the Rush. Let's get it, Adam. Please get this down. The Rush writes, in the Seder Tanoim Vamoroim, Rabbi Yosef Tovelim was one of the Rishonim. Please get this down. You got it, Adam? Whenever there's a Machlokas, Ravina and Ravashi, the Halach is like who? Ravina. Please get it down. That's what he says. Now, Ravina Ravashi, the Gemara says, above Matzia Peyem and Afsofo Ra. That was the close of chapter in history. Cannot hold it on the Gemara. Remember, we said that from Ron Choshe Mishpat, Simon Chavei. The Baag also says the same thing. The Halach is like Ravina v'Rav, Rav and Ravina. Then the Rush continues, and he says the Re was Ruggle the Paskin Chomakam like who? Like Ravashi against Rav. The Re, please get this. The Rush comes along and he's up Gefreg. He quotes B'Shem the Re against the what? One of the Baalei Taisis. The Re. Rabbeinu Yosef Tovelim held like Ravina Rashi like Ravina. The Bahag as well. You got it? Then he quotes the Re and says, you got it down? The Re says, no way. Ravina Ravashi Lachas like who? Ravashi. And I want to prove this. He says the Ravashi was what was greater than Ravina. Please get the two Gemaras. Where are the two Gemaras in Shas that we can bring a Raya that he was greater? Number one, please get this. The Rush writes. He quotes a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Gimla with Aleph. Ravina paskin on a knife, whether a knife was acceptable to be used for Shkita, whether it was a nick in it or not. So Ravashi said, what are you doing? I'm your Rebbe, your Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. The Gemara has all sug in Erevin, Samach Gimla with Aleph. You're Chayv Nisif, you're paskin in front of your Rebbe. So the Gemara's maskan is, please get it in the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. You with me? B'sheni Rav Chisda Talmud Chaver Dileyave Ana Nami Talmud Chaver Demar Ana. He was a Talmud Chaver. Please get it down. Talmud Chaver. What does Talmud Chaver mean? He was a colleague, but he was his Rebbe, but he was not a complete Talmud Gomer. Therefore, you could paskin against him even Shlosha Parsos. I'm sorry. Talk Shlosha Parsos is Usher. In the whole city, it's Mutter. You got it? But that shows that what? What does that show? That Rav Ashi was greater than Ravina. Was just like his Rebbe. Hayam and Beis. Excellent. Hayam and Beis. Listen. Excellent. I'm proud of you, Adam. Now listen. Another Gemara. Please get that. That's Gemara Nervin. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Another Gemara. Nedarim. Who points out the Gemara Nedarim? I looked it up. The Korban Nisana O Zion. Daf Chesem and Aleph. Actually, it's Chesem and Beis. I'm glad I looked it up. Chesem and Beis Gemara is a Shiloh. That Ravina's wife took a netter. Okay? And he went in the presence of Rav Ashi. For the Psak Halacha. There's a certain netter, Lamaiser. Could he mevatel the netter, the husband, or not? So it depends. Not on the darim you can mevatel of your wife. If it pertains to the relationship between you and your wife, then you can't. So the Gemara says, we don't have to go through the whole thing. The Gemara says, through that episode, that's sort of the three halachas you can learn out. Shemami na tlas. One of the three halachas is, lo shari le mishri nidra v'asur derabe. You're not allowed to matter a netter in the place of your Rebbe. Because matring a netter is what? Is paskening. So it's improper. That's why he went to his Rebbe Rav Ashi. So you see that what? That regarding Ravina Rav Ashi, it was a Talmud and it was his Rebbe. So those are the two Gemaras of Shas. I want you guys to know Shas. The guys aren't here, I want them to know Shas too. You follow me? I want them to know everything. Okay, we try the best we can. You follow me? Two Gemaras. Ervin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. What else? What else? Erevin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Nedarim what? Chesem and Beis. Both those Gemaras show that Rav Ashi was what? Was greater than Ravina. Erevin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Nedarim Chesem and Beis. So this is what the Re was ruggled the psok all the time like Rav Ashi against Ravina. Okay? You got it? Okay. Let's get this now. Comes along the Balamor. So that's the first Mahalach. What do you got? First Mahalach, Pasuk like Rav Papa Rav Shravya, like Rav Ashi, that it's Enim Kudeshes. Kasul Lishma V'Shalom Midayit is Enim Kudeshes. Plain and simple, okay? Plain and simple. We have the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chanan come up with the Pesach, the Rosh is not happy with the Rayas. But we went through how to learn up the Gemara Ksubas based on the Ramban. Yes? Fine. Comes along the Baal Amor. Writes the Baal Amor, I have a completely different Pshat, Lamaisa. In this what? In this Gemara and Ksubas. Thereby, let's mention a Shita. What is the Baal Amor Shita? What is Dovido, you don't need the computer. Without the computer, the mice. It's better, no? You want the computer? Okay, so the Baal Amor writes as follows. You ready? What does the Baal Amor say? Let's get it down. The Baal Amor says he's not sure how to paskin. It's a suffix. He's not sure how to paskin. Why? Because the Baal Amor's Mazmur, the Merak Subas, in a totally new way. What's the new way? Let's get it. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, are you able to ride a star without their knowledge? Who's their knowledge? The parents or the Fchassan and Kala made a binding agreement with the Tanoim. Can you write a star down without their knowledge or not?
Who's they? Parents.
Fchassan and Kala? Fchassan and Kala could be the parents, whichever made the verbal agreement. Can you write it down without their knowledge or not? That's the Shiloh according to the Baal Amor. Okay? That's the Shiloh according to the Baal Amor. So, Lamaisa, what did Rav Ashi answer, Svi? What did Rav Ashi answer, Ravina? Yosef?
You're allowed to.
He said, you're not allowed to. No, you're not allowed to.
Well, without parents, yeah.
You're not allowed to without their knowledge. Correct. Then what's the Tashma meaning, Subis? The Tashma is not a Kasha. What is it, Svi? It's a Raya. What's the Raya? The Raya ain't kosher star erisin omi dashneim. It's a Raya that you need star psikta, you need their das. You can't write it out without their das. So the Tashma and the Gemara was a Raya for who? For Rav Ashi. Against the Rifs and the Ramban's Pshat in the Gemara that it was Akasha. The Tashma is a Raya. And how does the Gemara reject the Raya? That we're not talking about what? Shtar Psikta, what are we talking about? Shtar Kedusha, like Rav Papa or Rav Shravya. Lefiza, we paskin like Rav Ashi. If we paskin like Rav Ashi there, then we might as well the Mishnah talking about what? We talk about the Mishnah talking about what? Shtar what? What are we saying? It's a raya. What's the din? Pinchas. It's a raya.
Well, it's not clear.
It's a Rav Ashi. The Tashma was a raya for Rav Ashi. Yes?
Yeah.
So it was a raya for Rav Ashi that what? It was a raya for Rav Ashi that what?
The raya didn't stand,
but if you paskin like Rav Ashi, it would be talking about a shtar ipsikta, and there was no real raya that shed any light to be paskin like who? Rav Ravina, or like Rav Papa of Shravya. Because according to the Gemara had a raya for Rav Ashi, Gemara slugs up the raya. But Lamai said, we don't know. We don't know how to paskin. If you go with a Rashi, then it doesn't touch our sugya. So it's pum fakir. You follow me? If you learn the Tashma as a raya, you come out with the opposite thing of the Rif. The Rif learned what? The Tashma as a what? As a kasha. And the answer in the Dechi of the Gemara was saving Rav Ashi. If you look at the Baal Amor, the Tashma is what? Is a raya for who? For Rav Ashi, and therefore what? The before you get to the Dechia, that's Rav Ashi. And it sheds no light on our sugya. Okay, the Gemara slugs it up. But I'm saying if you're a Rav Ashi man, comes out the Maisa sheds no light on our sugya. Maybe you are a Rav Ashi man. Because why would I be a Rav Ashi man? I just point out to you two Gemaras and Shas. Then normally we always are a Rav Ashi man. So therefore the Baal Amor throws his hands up in the air and says, I don't know. I don't know how we paskin. Because on one hand, the Gemara did slug up the riot of Rav Ashi. But on the other hand, if you're a Rav Ashi man, you're going to come up with this. It sheds no light on Shtar what? Sheds no light on Shtar Kedusha. Because talking about Shtar Psikta, correct. You got me?
The Baal Amor was originally asking about Shtar Psikta, or that's what.
No. What do you mean the original? The Gemara was asking.
What was the original?
I mean, what was the Shiloh about?
Yeah.
The Shiloh was about Shtar Psikta. Can you write Shtar Psikta without their das? Correct.
And then we brought this Gemara that we thought was talking
about. Shtar Psikta, that you need their knowledge.
That you need.
Correct. You need their knowledge. Enko Salmi Dashneim. Correct. Well said. Okay? We got that clear? So that's the way. It's an ingenious way. So the Baal Amor throws his hands up in the air. Did you notice what he said? I had you guys look at it inside. It's a schus. He says what? Siyatuhu to my sinlin ravashi. We're bringing a raya to Rav Ashi. It's not a kasha. Yeah? Okay, good.
We're saying that the Tashma was a...
Tashma, according to the Baal Amor, was a raya for Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said you cannot pass, write it up without their knowledge. It says, Ein kosa nomi dashnein. You need the knowledge of both.
The other way, when the
according to
the Ramban...
According to the Riff and the Ramban, it's a kasha.
Exactly a kasha?
Because according to what was the topic? It's a completely different topic according to the Rif and the Rabban. If you write down the starters, they have a token of a starter collected from the Chasam Yishubarim. So Rav Ashi says it doesn't. The Gemara asks Akash and says it does. It does. It says, Ein Kosa Nomi Dashneim, but if you write it, it has a token of a star. As long as you have their das, it's a completely different topic, Ben. Don't confuse it.
You're saying, how is it Akasha?
Sure, it's Akasha, because it says Lamite. No, but it says it has the status of a star. If you get their volition, it has the status of a star. Rav Ashi's pesach was, even if you get their volition, it doesn't have the status of a star.
It didn't say it has the status?
Yes, that was Rav Ashi's pesach.
No, all it said was that...
No, that was Rav Ashi's pesach, that it, according to the Rif and the Ramban, it does not have the status of a star. That's what we said, he cannot collect from the Rosh Hashanah.
The kasha
is no. It's, as long as you have their volition, it's good. It's a real star. Ein kosan omi dashneim. Hamidaitim shu. Hamidashnam Kosman. That was the Gemara's Diuk. It's a real star. It has the validity of a star. That was the Kasha. Okay? No doubt about it. That was the Kasha, Lamaisa. Very strong Kasha. Okay? It's considered to be a star, Lamaisa. It's a Kasha and Ravashi. You write the star, you don't collect Mishubadim. Why wouldn't you write the star, Shalom Yidaitim? Right? I didn't stress that. Ben's making a good point. How do I know that was the Kasha? Because why else wouldn't you write it?
Yeah.
If Rav Ashi was right, write it. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You're not going to collect from the Chasam Shubadim. It's not going to make your bad reputation in the business world if they go to Chasam Shubadim. So Ella, the Kasha was no. If you give them their das, what's the din? The din is that what you it has a token of a star. If you write the star, Lamaisa, lo yugim shubarim. Why can't you write the star shlomi daitim? The star's not going to cause any hefsin. So you see beferish Lamaisa that you can write the star. Okay? You see beferish, you can write the star. That's the subject. When you write the star, do you collect mishubarim or not? Regardless of whether you have their permission or not, right? We don't. The shayla is not the permission, Lamaisa. But it says beferish. I mean, that's name. So obviously, if he was right, if you write the star and he can't come to Shabbat, why would you not write the star? There's nothing to lose. Must be halach lamaisa that you need their das, because halach lamaisa, if you have their das and they give their das into the star, it has the validity of a star, and you'll be able to collect Shabbat. Okay. You hear what I'm saying? That's why it was a kasha. Okay?
We saw that the Ritva explained it differently.
No, that was how the Ritva just explained
it. No, he said that, it's in the footnotes. He said that,
we're going to get to two other Hezbeirim. I don't know if that's what you're referring to. No, we'll get to two other Hezbeirim, but that's how you learn up the Gemara. That's how you learn up the Gemara. What'd you say?
That's how we saw, within that kasha, there was another. No, the Ritva said,
why would they write it? Why wouldn't they write it? That's what the Ritva said.
That's the pshat. There's no toelis. The Ritva and Ksubis says. The Kashmir says, why would you write a star? There's no toelis in it. You can't claim much about him anyway. Fits in exactly what we're saying. What?
It's said in the footnote that there's two ways to understand the Kashmir.
We're going to get to another. There's two other ways. There's four ways to understand this Gemara. Okay? We have two so far. Okay? You got me? You got it? You got it, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. That's number one. That's the Balmor says, I don't know. Let's get it down now. Please get this. The Taisa Rush here, Dir Masko Lo, quotes Rabbeinu Tam and Ksubis on Kuf Beis and Beis. Dir Masko Hacha. Please, let's get it. He writes like this.
Who's this?
The Rabbeinu Tam. Taisa Rush by us quotes the what? Quotes Rabbeinu Tam. What does he say? Rabbeinu Tam learns the Shaila that the suffix is as follows. Is the Chiyuv Chal without Ksiv or not? Is Amira alone enough to Mechayev or not? Or, Lamaisa, do you say that what? That you need the star. Can the Chiyuv Bichal Baal Peh? Or do you need the Ksiva or not? That's the whole Shaila. And what did Rav Ashi answer? Please get this down. Rav Ashi here answers in the what? In the proactive. And he says that the Chiyuv is totally Bali Ksiva. See, the first Upshatim we had, it was always a negative answer, right? According to the Rabban and the Rif, what did he say, Rav Ashi? Even if you write it down, what? It doesn't have the status of what? Doesn't have the status of Shibudim. According to the Balamor, what was his answer? Can you write it down in general without their permission? Yes? So it's always in the negative. Here, according to the Taisa Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shaila was, can you write it down? Is the Chiyuv Chal with Amira? Or is the Chiyuv the only Chal with Ksiva? So he says, Lo Nitin Li Kasif. What does Lo Nitin Li Kasif mean, Yosef? Lo nitin li kasev means you don't need to write it. You follow me? It's a new take in lo nitin li kasev. Means you don't need to write it. That's how he said pshat is. There's no need to write it.
So Amir is enough, or?
Yes. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Amir. And therefore, Svi, what's the kasha of the Gemara? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Ein kosev only dashneh means what? That seems like the ksev is the ikker, yes? So the tashma, according to the Taisa Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, is a kasha. You follow me? The Gemara is Lamaisa, it's Akasha, okay? You don't need the Girs of Hamidashneim Kosim. It has nothing to do with it. Remember, it has nothing to do with Hamidashneim Kosim. It has to do with what is the Chiyuv Chal? Be'amira or the unique Ksuba? That's it. Take out the word Midashneim in the Gemara and Ksubas. There's no need for it. Rov Girsos, he says, is not there anyway. The next Taisus in Ksubas says, Rov Sfarim Eno, Eno. You don't have that Girs of Hamidashneim. What did you say?
Ravashi
Pasun Lo Nitin Li Kasev. You don't need to write it for the Kinyan Michal. The Amir is good. This is learning up the Gemara, guys. That the Ksiva alone is not need. Ksiva is not need. Amir alone is done. It's a Chiddush how to read the Gemara. I grant you that. Lo Nitin Li Kasev means you don't need to write it. It's a little bit strange. You get that from the phrase, but that's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned it. Okay? That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned it. Okay, and you, according to this, you take out the Girs Hamidashneim. You take out the Girs Hamidashneim, Lamaisa, okay? You got me? Take out the Girs Hamidashneim in the Gemara. Rov Sfarim took out that Girs. That's a third way of learning the Gemara that emerges. What's a fourth way? If you look in Rashi and Ksubas has a fourth way to learn the Gemara. Seems from Rashi over there, Taisa Rush basically quotes it here, Dir Masko Lo, that the Kavan is that since it's Usser, since you're not allowed to what? Since you're not allowed to collect Meshubat, even if it's written down, seems like the Shaila is it Usser to write the Shtar? Because maybe it'll cause a trick to people, and maybe you'll collect from Meshubat. The Shaila is, are you allowed to write it down? You're definitely not allowed to collect with Meshubat, even when you write it down. The Shaila is, can you write it down or not? Is there an Isser to do it? It's like you're overly naive, maybe. That was the Shaila. And what's Ravashi's Psak? You tell me that what? That it's Usser. Lo nitin li kasef. It's Usser to write it. And what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? What's the Tashma according to this Pshat Lamaisu? What'd you say?
It's Usser
to write it down. Because if you write it down, people might think you collect Meshubadim, even though you can't. But everyone holds it's Usser. And he paskin that it was Usser. So what's the Raya from the Mishnah? What's the Raya from the Mishnah? Avein Kosnin. That if you cannot collect from Meshubadim, even when you write it down, it's Usser to write the Shtar. So then why does the what? Why does the Gemara say, Midashneim Kosnin? You follow me? It's a Kasha. The Tashma is a Kasha. According to this pshat, three of the four pshatim Tashma is a Kasha. Why is it a Kasha?
It seems that you could write it down.
Seems like you get their das, you could write it down. It would have a status of being able to collect Meshubat. It would be mutter. Correct. Then the Gemara gets out of it. It's not talking about Shtar Psikta. What's it talking about? Shtar what? Not talking about Shtar Psikta. Talking about Shtar Kedushin. So there are four ways in Rishonim how to learn up this Gemara. Okay?
The Tashma, because the issue with the Tashma is not only that it implies you can write it down, but also it implies that you can collect.
Yeah, that it's a Shtar. As long as it's Midash name is good. As long as you have the permission of both, you can write it down. Correct. You can collect from a shoe button. That was Gemara's kasha. Those are the four ways to learn up the Gemara, guys. Okay? Those are the four ways to learn up the Gemara. Now, the truth is, okay, the truth is the Rashba points out the Balamor is Lishitasa. See, you with me?
Yeah.
The Balamor, Rashba says the Balamor is Lishitasa. Well, how is the Balamor Lishitasa? How is the Balamor Lishitasa? Because why? Adarabah, from there, Ravashi holds like who? Holds like Rav of Ravina. No? Halacha Lamaisa. There's a line Lamaisa Rashba writes that's not in our line in the Balamor. Remember what the Balamor said? How'd the Balamor learn it up? As a Raya, remember? The Tashma was a Raya, so you don't know if you stay being a Ravashi man or not. If you're a Ravashi man, then what? Then it has no Raya that we paskin like who? Like Rav or Ravina.
Yeah.
So there's a line the Rashba writes that the Balamor is Lishitasa. What's the line? The Balamor is Lishitasa. That Adarabah from Tzubitz's Mashma, the Ravashi holds like Rav or Ravina. Okay? How is it showing that he holds like Rav or Ravina? That's a little, that we don't have in our own Balamor. That we don't have in our own Balamor. How is that a Raya? Lefanenu, in our own Balamor, we don't have that. The Ryan quotes Bashem Balamor, there's no Hakaka. I just like to say there's no Raya how we paskin. I don't see how you can say from there we see what the Ravashi holds like Rav or Ravina. You know what I'm saying? Because all Ravashi did was say he's talking about Sharp Sikta. You know what I mean? So, but I want you to note that the Rashba has such a jump that for the Balamor you could even bring a Raya from Subis that the luck is like that. Which is a big jump because all that shows is we're talking about Sharp Sikta. Okay? It doesn't show anything about Lishma. Okay, so how many? So now we have how many shitas? No, we have only two. Rif Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's Enim Kudeshes. Rabbi Almor says, I'm not sure. But we have four pshatim in the Gemara and Ksubas. What are the four pshatim? Either like the what? Either like who? The Rif. The Ramban that say, what was the Shaila? If you write it down, doesn't have the status of a star, a middle of a star, what's the Shaila according to the Balamor? Sweet? Is it the Kenyan or is it, I'm sorry, what's the Shaila according to the Balamor? Can you write it down without their permission or not? Stam. Can you simply write it down without their permission or not? What's number three? The Rabbeinu Tam, is it the what? Is it the Amir or is it the what? Is it the Ksiva? And what's number four? Rashi, even if you write it down, you can't claim it. The question is whether it's usher to write it down or not. Okay? So those are the four ways we have it. Now we're up to what? The third sheet that how we paskin.
What was the last part of the Rashba? He thought that according to the Balamor.
Last point of the Rashba was, he said, if you, the Balamor says, if anything, you could bring a raya that Ravashi holds like who?
Rav and Ravina,
correct. Which we don't have in our own Balamor at all. And the Taisa Rush also says, the Ryan says, there's no halacha, how we paskin. Very big, I don't understand how you could say that, the Rashba says that. Because all Rav Ashi says in Ksubis, we're talking about Ashtar Psikta. Doesn't shed any light about Kassel Lishmav Shalom Yidaita, about Ashtar Kedushin. So that line in the Rashba is very difficult. How do you see proactively the Rav Ashi holds like what? Holds like an art topic.
What thinks it's time to start Psikta?
That Rav Ashi holds, remember the Tashma according to Balamor said it's a Raya, right?
Yeah.
So therefore it's talking about Ashtar Psikta.
So that sheds
no light on what we hold by Shtar Kedushin. Well, so how can you say it's a Raya?
Because that's exactly how Rav and Ravina read our Gemara. Read it in our Gemara.
What'd you say?
That's exactly how Rav and Ravina read it in our Gemara. They read it as talking about Shtar
Sikta. Right, that's true. That's true what Ben's saying. So Ben, you're saying good. In other words, what the Rashba must mean is that by looking at Ravashi and saying that you're talking about Shtar Psikta, who in our Gemara said it was talking about Shtar Psikta? That was Rav and Ravina. So you must be, you hold like Rav and Ravina by Shtar Kedushin. It's not conclusive, but it does align well. You follow what I'm saying? That's why the Ran by us says there's no riot from here. That's why it's not in our Balamor. So it's not really conclusive 100%. But you're making that is the point of the Rashba. Excellent. Nakuda, Ben. That is the point of the Balamor, the Rashba's point. That if you're, Ravashi says it's Tomashar Psikta, that's the way Rav and Ravina learned it. So therefore, they had no problem with what, that's how they saved themselves in our Gemara.
Rav
and Ravina said Mikudeshis. How'd they get out of the Kasha by us? Say it's Tomashar Psikta, right?
In our Gemara?
Yeah, in our Gemara. Kasha Lishosh. What did Ravina and Rav say Mikudeshis? Kasha against them? They say Shtar Psikta. That's exactly what Ravashi said in Tzubis. According to the Balamor's reading, Tashma. So that's what I'm saying. It's not 100% slam dunk Raya, but you could say that they both agreed on being Shtar Psikta, so Mistama they would agree on Raya, but you don't know for sure. That's all I'm saying.
Because
you don't know conclusively what Rav Ashi himself holds by Shtar Kedushin. There's no evidence for that. All we know is that they're in agreement about that price is talking about Shtar Psikta. But you don't know what Rav Ashi Taka holds.
100% because seems that it's a riot for Ravashi.
Yes.
That it's Tomashar Psikta, but then the Gemara says, no, it might be talking about...
Right, but I'm saying it's a big leap to say how I know Ravashi, Paskins, and Shtar Kedushin. That there's no evidence for. He's in line with Rav Papa, with Ravina and Rav about how to touch the bright stone on Shtar Psikta, but there's no evidence what Ravashi himself said about Shtar Kedushin. That's why it's not in our Balamor, and that's why the Ron quotes our Balamor saying you have no riot how he Paskins. But it is in the Rashba. The Rashba must have been assuming like you. But it's a big chiddush to make that leap. That's a leap. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, there's no evidence that Ravashi spoke on the case of Shtar Kedushin, Kashrus, Shor Shlomi Daita. Okay. Let's go to the third sheet. So we have so far how many? We have four pshatim in the Gemara. We have two sheetahs so far. Right?
Yeah.
Number three. Let's go. Third sheetah. The Chachmei Tzarfat. You saw that in the Rashba? The Rashba quotes from the Chachmei Tzarfat. Let's get it, guys. This is how you learn a sugya, the Hilkoslan. Okay? Every sugya like this is like this. You want to? How do you come up with a halacha? You learn the Gemara, you learn the Rishonim, you look at the Tur Beis Yosef, and they see how they got to derive it from the halacha. Okay, let's go number three. What's the third sheet? The Rashba Shem Chachmei Tzarfat. Mixus, rather. Chachmei Tzarfat. Now, I want you to follow this cheshbon. It's an amazing cheshbon. Okay, you ready? They paskin like who? There's only a third permutation left. There's only one left. They paskin like Rav and Ravina, it's Mikudeshes. Mixus Chachmei Tzarfat. Okay? They paskin like Rav and Ravina because Ravina was later than Ravashi. Wow. You hear that? And whenever he argues with Ravashi, we go like a Basroi. What's the svar? We're always going like the later one, see? Because the later one knew all the sheetahs before, yes? Where does that svar come up? The Rif and Erevin. The Rif and Erevin says, why do we always pass like the Bavli against Yushalmi?
Yushalmi can't
Bavli came afterwards. So the Bavli knew the Yerushalmi was able to include their opinion. That's a famous riff in the end of Erevin.
When did we stop going like that?
When do we stop?
Now
yeah, it means from the Gemara, right? From the Gemara, the latest in the Gemara, Halacha Gabasroi, correct. So he says that he actually takes us to the extreme here, square or cube. He says Ravina, which is a little bit bothersome to me because I don't know what you can do to those two Gemaras in the Darim and the Erevin. We pointed out, right? But he says Ravina was later than Ravashi, and you should go with what Ravina. I don't know how those Rishonim say, like, Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, and what do you do with those two Gemaras? I guess they would say Sugis Chalukas. I don't know. They would say, I don't know how do they get out of that Gemara. Well, those two Gemaras are clear that what? That the Rav Ashi is a Talmud Chaver, and we wouldn't pass him like him in his Makom. I guess you could get out of the Gemara and say, maybe Rav Chista held like that. I mean, sorry, maybe he himself imposed that on himself. But we are Poskim, yes? We have to decide, Svi, what do? You go Buster who? Ravina. Ravina himself, I think that's a good answer. Both those stories were within who? Ravina and Ravashi personally. How Ravina felt towards Ravashi. You follow me? But when we have to Paskin Ladiris, are you going to hold like Ravina or Ravashi? Mix his Chachmisar and say like Ravina. You follow me? What's the Lush in the Gemara Bumatzi? Ravina or Ravashi so far? Ravina's mentioned first. Hear my Diuk? Ravina Rashi Sovara, even though Ravashi was what? Was his Rebbe.
No, I said that Ravashi comes.
What?
It says Sovara at the end of the day.
No, it's saying that Ravina Ravashi, that's an Eretz Yisrael Sovara. Why did I mention Ravina first? Okay, I don't know if it's a deal. It's just something to think about. I never thought about in my life. Okay? Tell me discussing
that,
this.
It could be that Ravashi is the end of the day.
Okay, I hear you. But
Ravashi
is a real Sovara. You know, Achron Chaviv, you're saying. Yeah. Okay, it's could Sofara. Be. Could be. But it means they're the whole phrase.
Yeah.
Means both of them together. So they ask yourself why the first one. Okay, it could be. Where's Achron HaChaviv appear? Rashi al HaTayr. It only appears once, I know, I think. Rabbi Shalashim once pointed it out to me.
Where?
By Rashi, by when they bowed down to what? To Yaakov. Who was last? Rachel was last. Achron HaChaviv, he says. Rashi. Okay, let's go. Alright, you ready? Let's go. We'll follow the Cheshbon now, the Chachmei Tzarfat. Let's get it. He passes like Rav Ravina, because Ravina was what? Was later. Listen to this. If Ravashi holds like Rav Papa, yes? If Ravashi holds like Rav Papa or Rav Shravya, like the Rif, yes? We still pass him like who? Ravina. Because what does Ravina hold? What does Ravina hold? Ravina holds like who? That Stark Kiddush can be written Shlomi Daito. That's all. He says, I don't care whether Ravashi holds like Rav Papa or Shravya. I hold like Ravina. And Ravina's here, Rav of Ravina. You got me?
Yeah.
You got it? So he holds Rav Ravina was later, that's it. I don't care what the Rif says what he says. So what the Rif says that Ravashi holds sides with who? Sides with Rav Papa or Shravya. I don't care. We hold like Ravina. Ravina and Rav win. That's it. Ravina's Mulcher. Plain and simple. Done. That's the third sheet, the Chachmei Tzarfat. Yes? Which we're pointing out is a big chiddush. But I gave an answer that Lamai said that was those two Gemaras you have to limit. Pashup Shat, those two Gemaras show that Ravashi with the buck stops with him. Pashup Shat, those two Gemaras show Ravashi, the buck stops with him. That's how we're giving an answer for this Chachmei Tzarfat. But listen to this cheshbon that the Rashba Upkefreg. Upkefreg is the Rashba slugs him up strongly. How does the Rashba slug him up strongly? Listen to this cheshbon, guys. So you with me? He says, Ravina in our sugya is not the Ravina that was the Talmud of Ravashi. No way. There are two Ravinas, he says.
Dang.
Right? Where do we have that already? Precedent for that in the Tosis already this year? They had two what? Ravkana. What daf?
That's like
Chesem et Aleph by the Pinna Ben, so you can give it to a wife of a Kain, remember? Chesem et Aleph. No lapse for me this time. None. No laughs, correct? Okay. I have to. You know, listen. If I get one right once, I gotta state it, right? You gotta state it. Which one did I say that we looked up? That was gonna look up?
Okay. I think it's on Gimel Aleph.
I think you're right. That's why I said I have to do laps. It's on Gimel Aleph from.
I think it's on the bottom of Gimel Aleph.
I think it's on the bottom of Gimel Aleph. So we'll look at after Mincha. Okay, let's go. Listen to this. Okay. Let's go, guys. Let's go. So what comes out? So the Rashba writes. The Ravina of Arsugya is not the Ravina of the Talmud of Ravashi. Because the Ravina of our Sugya, what does it say? What does it say in our Gemara, Pinchas? Ravina v'Rava. That means Ravina lived in the times of Rava. Rava, what does the Gemara say? Yeah, the Gemara says, Beferish, the Ravashi was born after the death of Rava. So if you're saying Rava v'Ravina, obviously was Ravina lived during Rava's time, it couldn't have been the Ravina's the Talmud of Ravashi. No? You know what it said? Four. Imkain, listen. Imkain, Ravina that lived during Rava was much older than Ravashi. It's not possible it was his Talmud. Okay, you got it?
Wait, just because he agreed.
1 second. So don't tell me that what? Don't tell me that what? Okay, he says, even if you're right, Ravina, Ravashi, Ravina would pass like. Says not the right Ravina.
Just because he agrees with Rava doesn't mean he was in the time period of Rava.
I thought about that. It's a good point. I thought about that. But you know what? When you present Shitas and Amram like that, coupled to sets, and the impression is that they live the same time.
I mean, I
did think about it. It's a good point.
It's an impression, but like... just.
All right, that's his impression. You're right. I hear you. But that's what he's assuming. I don't think it's a crazy assumption. When the Gemara says two sets of Amram, you assume that they lived in the same time. Abai v'Rava d'Amre, all over Shas when it says that. You're not going to say, L'havdol, Elif of Dals, 1,000 separations. Are you going to say like this? President Lincoln and President Truman said, it's weird. No?
Yeah.
You agree with that,
Shravi,
I don't know, it's strange. You say President Lincoln and President Truman said, I mean, there's 100 years difference between the both of them. Or 80 at least. What?
This, like, Amora holds against
Toromata. I know. He said it before I did. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Did Republican of Shravi live at the same time?
That's the assumption. Yeah, that's the assumption. We always assume like that. Baivar of
Adamatavayu, right? Also, usually if it presents like two sheets at different times, it...
Yeah, it would make a mention of it. That's why I said it's like, it's not, you know, Lavda all of those, you would never, you don't write in that such a way that, you know, President Lincoln, President Truman said. You make a horror that President Truman, 80 years later, said the following, said the same thing as Lincoln, you know? Okay, now listen to this. The Rashba proves it. Listen, let's get it. The Rashba proves it. Listen to this riot. It's an amazing riot. Now, I had thought about it, but I didn't have it 100% clear. But listen to what he says. In Ksubis, what was the beginning of the Gemara in Ksubis? What was the beginning of the Gemara in Ksubis? Who asked Ravashi the Shiloh?
Ravina.
Ravina asked Ravashi the Shiloh. What? Yeah. 1 second. No, Ravina asked Ravashi the Shiloh. Whether it started sick, they're able to write down or not. Yes? Now, if the Ravina of our Sugya is the Ravina of Ravashi, yes? Then how is it possible that you could be mistapek if it was the same one? If the Ravina of our Sugya is the same Ravina, then how could it be mistapek with a sharp sick that you could write down or not? Lishitoso, star kedushin that are written Shalom Das Isha, is what? Is good. And he had to interpret that as being what? He had to interpret the Mishnah as being star psikta. So you know already what? You know already that Mishnah there is talking about star psikta. Ravina asks a Shiloh Ravashi. He says, Rebbe, sharp shita, can you write down or not? Rebbeinu Shalom. You yourself have personally a shita by Kasul Yishmo Shalom Yidaita that it's a good Kedushin. And because of Kedushin, they ask the Kasha on you from En Kosvin. And you have to say that that's talking about sharp shita. So you know already sharp shita is written Midashneim. So what are you asking Ravashi to Shiloh for? So obviously what? It's not the same. The Ravina here is not the Ravina of the Talmud of Ravashi. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful raya. Muchach. Halacha l'maisa. That halacha l'maisa that the shaila is, according to the Rif, l'maisa, you write it down, does it work from a shubadim? The Baal Mor, are you allowed to write it at all or not? So Bechreich, you have to say we're talking about two ravinas. Okay?
Why don't they just say Ravina 1 or Ravina 2 or something? I'll
debate.
But we have precedent. A lot of Rishonim, I gave you one already. We learned this year, Chesem and Alf. A lot of times, The Gemara doesn't make an end of song. The Gemara doesn't say that. Okay?
Because then otherwise they would assume that otherwise so, the same person.
Okay, all right. So, but we don't, Rishonim sometimes will say this. It's a good point, Adam, but we don't make that mention. Usually the Gemara doesn't say it. So what do you see? So what emerges?
Is this the Ravina that would win?
So he claims, what does he claim? He claims it's not the same Ravina, and therefore you're wrong. You can't say Ravina was Basroi, and we pass the Rashi against the Chacham et Sarfai. Yes?
Crazy.
So what emerges? Get it down. Please get it down. The Rabban and the Rashba hold, yes? La halacha. The Rabban and the Rashba hold, yes? Since the Rishonim argue, halacha la maisa, The Rif holds like Rav Papa, Rav Shravia, ain't a Mekudeshes. The Baal Lachas Gadol, so Rav Nertroinoi Gon, Paskins Mekudeshes, like Rav Ravina. But since it's a Machlok Yishonim, what's the conclusion of the Ramban and the Rashba? Safek. And Ravina Hanano, right? Kosov, the Rishonim, he also says, even though the Ravina Hanano, the Rush quotes, we said Paskin like Rav Papa, Rav Shravia, there are other Rishonim Paskin, Ravina Hanano that he wasn't sure. Okay? There are those that say we passing like Rabbeinu Hanan wasn't sure himself. So there's different versions of Rabbeinu Hanan. The Rush's version of Rabbeinu Hanan is the one that's definitely a bad Kiddushin, like Rav Papa Rav Shravia. But other Rishonim say not that. How do you look at Shulchan Aruch? No, give me the marker. What's the marker, guys? Let's look it up now that we went through all the Rishonim. What's the din? What do you say? Look in the Yos. Yimel. Svi, what is it? Lamed Bey Sif Aleph. Let's look it up. Says the Mechaber, Halacha L'maisa. What do you think he's going to say? I would say he's going to say in the Mekudeshes, right? So look in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, let's say what he says. He says like this. Bishtar. Yes? Bim Kasu Shalol Lishma. I'm reading in the end of the Sif. Eina Mekudeshes. Vena Kosvel Ladaita. In Kosher Shalom Ladaita, are you Suffolk Mekudeshes? Wrong. I'm wrong. He paskin Suffolk. He paskin Suffolk. If you write it Shalom Lishma, for sure it's bad. But if you write it Lishma, but Shalom Ladaita, he says it's a Suffolk Kedushin. Wow. He paskin like the Ramban and the Rashba. Unbelievable. No doubt about it. Black on right there. Okay? Suffolk Mekudeshes. That's what he says, Allah Almighty. Okay? We got the Psak of the Mechaber. He doesn't bat an eyelash. He says Suffolk and that's it. Done. So it's interesting, Allah Almighty, because I would have gotten the impression that what? What was the Rambam's Psak? I thought he said Eina Mekudeshes, no? If I remember correctly. Yeah, where's the Rambam? Sweet, where's the Rambam? No, no, no. Right there, I think it's Gimel Dalet, no? Dalet Dalet?
Yeah, sorry.
It's Gimel Dalet. Let's see the Rambam. Rambam, Mechaber usually follows Mechaber usually follows like the Rambam. Gimel Dalet writes the Rambam like this. Okay. He says, La Halacha. Sarach Shiyichto V'Oso L'Shem Yisho M'Kedesh V'Yesh V'Ena Kosa Shal Midaita. Kosa Shal Ol Lishma. Ol Lishma V'Shal Midaita. Avish Nasa V'Shal Midaita V'Ena Mekudeshes. Exactly. Rambam doesn't, he holds exactly like the Rif. Right? His father's Rebbe was the Rimi Gash, his Talmud was the Talmud of the Rif. He passes Ena Mekudeshes. Nothing to talk about. Mechaber though hedges. Chaber says it's a Suffolk. Svi, you got it? Chaber says it's a Suffolk. It's amazing. It's amazing. He doesn't follow the Ram and the Riff here. Convincing Lamaisa. So he must add shades of that Balamor in mind. Halach Lamaisa. Might add shades of the Balamor, maybe the Chachmet Sarfat too. Maybe he held exactly the Balamor, but Lamaisa, that's the din Halach Lamaisa. Comes out to be a major Machlaikas. Okay? Yes, Ben, what do you say?
Can I repeat the second part of saying about the two Ravinas?
Yes. The Raya that there were two Ravinas is as follows. That's what we were saying.
Yeah.
The first Nakuda is that Ravina and Arsuga cannot have been Ravina of the Tam Ravashi because the Gemara says that Ravashi was born after the death of Rava. If Ravina and the Rava are contemporaries, then obviously it wasn't the same Ravina. Yeah. Yes? Number two, the Gemara in Ksubas presents that Ravina asked the Shaila to Ravashi, what do you do about Shari Psikta? Can you write them down? So if the Ravina in Ksubas is the same as the Ravina by us, what does the Ravina say by us? What's the topic? You tell me. What's the topic of the Mishnah? Shari Psikta, correct. That means Shari Psikta you know for sure can be written down. So what are you asking him for? So obviously it's two different Ravinas.
Maybe he was just asking him because he was just, I don't know if he was
a... You want to know what his opinion was?
He said in from those two Gemaras that...
Yeah, you want to know what his opinion was. Okay, could be. Maybe that's how you could, the Chacham Sarfa would answer. Maybe you want to know what his opinion was. Could be. Good. It's possible. You're saying good. Maybe that's what the Chacham Sarfa would respond. The only problem with that is that just what do you do with that, you know, chronological issue, which is very difficult, right? Very, very difficult. What do you do with that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you could say the Gemara...
You could say like Adam's saying, that maybe the Gemara didn't mean that. What'd you say? Clearly, they're talking to one another. It says Shaul, Ravina, or Ravasher. You could say what Adam's saying also, it's possible. Maybe that's what the Chacham Sarfa would say too as well. That the Gemara, but that's very difficult, I'm saying. Usually we don't assume like that. Okay, let's start the next sugi. We'll get a start on it. Okay? Now tomorrow we have shir. When do you want to have shir tomorrow? Because I have to give a shir from 2 to 2:30 for a combination of Rabbi Yehuda Willig and Rabbi Wiederblank shir.
I think 12 so, o'clock.
You want to do 12?
I've
you want to do from 12 to 1:15? Well, you guys tell me. I don't care. Whatever you guys want. 12 to 1:15? Okay, very good. Is that good? 12 to 1:15?
Sure.
Okay, good. All right, very good. So you got it? 12 to 1:15. So that means right after... That means you want to take a little bit of a break. You want to do 12:15 to 1:30 so you can get a drink before shir?
I'm okay without it.
You're okay without it? Okay, so
12
to 1:15? Fine. Okay, let's go. Okay, 12 to 1:15. Very good. Okay, let's go. All right. I want to start the new sugya. Go ahead, Svi. Let's go. Let's start the new sugya. Got a lot to do.
Are we going to have to find a room? Or
yeah, well, that's a good question. We're going to probably have to find a room. All right, what we'll do... We'll deal with it tomorrow. Maybe we'll go back to 5:18.
Maybe we can just go to the side room.
No, maybe if we're done by 1:15, we could go to 5:18.
We could.
Oh, the side room is taken by
ATA. No, let's go to...
Also, all these rooms are open.
Why don't we do the following? I don't know. Yeah, why don't we go to 5:18? I just don't know what time he starts, Lomai. So he start at 1 or he start at 1:15? I'm not sure. Let me find out. I'll find out who's there and what they start. Okay? Tentatively 5:18. 12 to 1:15. Or we could start a quarter to 12 if you want and end at 1.
Back
to more soon. Yeah, why don't we do that? Let's start 11:45. We'll go to 1. Okay?
This room?
No, in 5:18 in Gluck.
5:18
okay?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Then we know for sure. Okay? 11:45 to 1. Very good. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, let's go. Go ahead. So we start the Gemara.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Ubibia. The fifth wide line. Go ahead, Ubibia. We said you can make Kaddish and Kesar Star Bia. Go ahead, Ubibia. No, Ba'ulas Baal.
Ba'ulas Baal Lamed. Shnasala Baal. Alagdei Matbi'ilah.
Excellent. Now, what is this Pasuk referring to? It says in the Pasuk in Dvarim, I think it's Kitetse. When you find a man, Mizana with a married woman, it says Bulas Baal. So what does this mean? Okay, so if you find a man that lives with a woman, Bulas Baal. By him having his Bia with her, yes? By him having his Bia with her, they become married. Yes? Does anyone have a Chumash here? There's a Chumash there. Here, give me the pasuk. Let's look up the pasuk, guys. Come on, we gotta get this, okay? So we got a lot to do.
Chumash class
here.
Let's go. Chav Beis. Chav Beis. Chav Beis. Ready? It says, when you find a man living with a Bulas Baal and Mesu, Gam Shneim Ish Ashochim. It's really talking what I said. It's really talking about a znus, a married woman's mezana with another man. But by having Bia together, it's like they become married. She's like marrying another man while she's married to one, the first guy. You follow me? So the Gemara gleans from there, even though the context is nus of an HSH, the Gemara says you can form a marriage through Bia. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says. Okay? That's what Yochanan's drasha. So you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to get this. The Tosfos Riazakin is a different girsa. What's his girsa? His gear says Vihi Bulas Baal. What is Vihi Bulas Baal?
Gracious.
Excellent, Ben. Proud of you guys. Gracious Chav Pasuk Gimel. Hin Chal Meis Alish Shilakachta Vihi Bulas Baal. What's that talking about over there?
Avimelech.
Excellent. Very good. Avimelech. He said, what are you doing, Lamaisa? Avram. Wasn't Avram giving him Musar?
Is that
Bayera? Is that Avram or Hashem?
I should know that.
What Pasuk? Where's the Pasuk?
Gimel. Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel.
What'd you say? By Avol Elokim, I was right. The Eibishter talks to Elimelech, Avimelech. The Chalom Alive, Avol Elokim, Avimelech Alive. Yom Elohim Neim Chames Alisha Shalakach. The Yibulus Ma. What are you doing? You, how dare you try to take Sarah? Remember that?
Yeah. But the Torah Oris says,
but I want you to get this down. He has the word Vihi. Yeah. So it's referring to a Pusik and Bracious. Completely different Pusik. Okay? Yeah. Go ahead. 1 second. So what does the Marsha say? Please get it down. The Marsha says, that's the Nusuch, the Shishonas. To Yalkut Shimoni and Bracious. So the Rabban is very adamant. He disagrees with Rashi. He says, you should not have this Girsa. Why should you not have this Girsa? The Bracious one. Why not? Because that's talking about B'nai Noach. Yes. That puzzle about B'nai Noach. You can't learn a din from B'nai Noach to us. So Ramban does not like that Girsa at all, the Tayshri
Azokin.
I can't hear you.
He was talking about Avram and Sarah.
I understand what he's talking about, but everyone was B'nai Noach then, the Meiser. But it really was talking about Avimelech, though.
The Gula's Baal was referring to Sarah.
Was talking about people, though. No, he was talking about marriage. You're right. The Gula's Baal, you're right. But it was B'nai Noach. You're right. What do you think the Tzvi Hazaka would respond back? The Ramban al Torah quotes, and say from vehicle like the Rabbin and Tzarfatim, that they have a Shem Yisrael. They don't have Kedush Yisrael until Har Sinai, but there was a Shem Yisrael. The Ramban says there is zero. The Ramban is Shitoso. I want you to get it down. The Ramban is Cholik and the Rabbin and Tzarfatim, say from Vayikra. Rosh Sarfatish Lido always points out that Machlegs are the Rabbin Sarfatim and the Ramban. So I want to say a Chiddush, Ramban Lishitoso. If Ephraim was here, he would love it. You know, he always likes the Lishitosos. So the Ramban and the Chiddushim, the Ramban and the Torah were saying Lishitoso. The Ramban denies that notion of Shem Yisroel without Kedush Yisroel. Forget about it. He says, Kodam and Torah, they were nothing. That's why he doesn't like this Pusik. Don't say Hebul is Baal. It's referring to the Pusik in the Sefer Dvarim. Okay. So you got it? Good. Weiter. Let's go.
I'm only Rav Zerler of Avahu. Amri Lei Rav.
Reish Lakish.
Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan. Ka'ora.
Ka'ora. Zush Hashanah Rebbe. Is this Bryce that Rebbe learned so bad? So disgusting? It's like, what was that? Rebbe already learned a Bryce. Go ahead. Melamed. Yeah, what do you mean? Rebbe had a famous Bryce that he made famous. And is it disgusting to you that you got to come out with your own mucker? It's a very strong language, no? It's like he's really upset about it. Ka'urazu. It's disgusting. What, this Bryce is disgusting to you? That you can't quote it? Must have been a famous Bryce, you know what I mean? Did you see the Issa Brach on it? It's a very strong, we have to do a little bit more looking into this. It's a strong language, no? So what do you come up with your own mucker for? It's a very strong thing. Reb Zera said to Reb Ol. Oh, this is Reb Yesh Lakish said it to Reb Yechanan. It's already a duo what the din is. How does Rashi say it? Go ahead, Svi. Amar Kra. Read the two Rashis there. Amar Kra. Go ahead.
Amar Kra. Bailus.
Bulas Baal.
Kim said Ish Shofet in Isha. Bulas Baal.
That's Chavdalad, yes.
Kugurazu.
Chavbez. Yeah, go ahead.
Tema.
Bitmia. Kasha. Chi. What, you don't hold to this brisa? It's not makubal to you? You got to stand on your head and dig up a new mucker? It's like it's audacity. It's a famous din l'maisa. What is that pusik talking about? A chavdal pusik aleph? Huh? Tzvi? Chavdal aleph. What's that pusik talking about? Yeah, it's talking about marriage. Exactly. I mean, you can't get any pusher than that. What do you ignore that for? Chof Dalet Aleph, no?
Yeah.
But the first part of the buzz is a marriage, like you said. No? Kurazu, what is it? Kura? Oh, go ahead. What do you say? Go ahead in the Gemara. Gemara answers no. Ime Hasam, if you just had that Pasuk, Ubala, Pasuk Aleph, Havamine. Father, what? I would think you need to do a kiddush and then be it. What? Go ahead. Kamashman, all you need is what? Be alone. Yes? But I'd have a havamin, you need what? Kesef and then be it. Be it would only work with what? With kesef, yes? Right? Now we're gonna have to think about for tomorrow, and tomorrow we have to do this. I want you guys to get this. When you read this Gemara, the topic at hand is what? Daf Tes is devoted to what? Bia. Dalet was Kesef. So does this have mean only Legabi Bia? That you need, for Bia to work, it needs a preliminary Kesef, then Bia? Or is it also speaking also about Kesef, that maybe Kesef would only work with a tandem with what? With Bia. My impression from reading the Gemara was it's only within Bia, because this is the landscape of Bia. Hear what I'm saying? The Gemara never had a Havim, you know, we're going to have to, you hear what I'm saying? We're just reading without looking in Mishonim Akronim. You got to ask yourself. That's what I would have thought. Because it's Daftesim and Bay's Bia landscape. But the Gemara's Havim is that what? That you'd have to do both Alach L'mais. And let's just close with the great Tzadik the Marcheshes. Why would you need both? Why do you need both? Why would you need both Kedushin and Bia? What do you say? So the Marcheshes says like this. It's a very fascinating shot, okay? We'll close with this, and then we got a lot to do tomorrow. So 11:45, Biz Hashem. But the Marcheshes writes like this. You know why you need both? It's an amazing shot. I'll tell you why you need both. You know what he says? You know what the Kesef does? It asks her and everyone else. What does the Bia do? The Bia makes her mutter to him. Isn't that beautiful? All within the aspect of Kedushin. Usually we always say that Kedushin asks everyone else and the Suin allows to be the Chalak. But within Kedushin itself, the Kesef would need, if you assume you need two elements, the Kesef what? The Kesef what? Asks everyone else and the Bia matters her. This is the Chiddush. The great Gaon, the Marcheshes, you know, it took 10 squads of Nazis to kill him. They were beating him and he wouldn't die. They were like scared. They were freaking out, the Nazis. This is a Gadol Hador, the oldest dying in Vilna. By Reb Chaim Moiser, the great Marcheshes. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's daven Minchah. Okay, Minchah. Who wants to daven for the Yomim? Okay, ready? Who wants to daven for the Yomim, Minchah?
Go.
Okay. Yeah? Sweet?